The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
All right, it's Friday. It's the Damian Anderson Show here on Planet Gridiron Radio. VoiceAmericaSports.com.
Got a little chopped up over there.
I feel better this week.
Do you?
Oh, man. Yeah,
good.
A lot better.
Welcome, everybody, to the Voice America Sports Network. As always, I have my person of the people, Roland Hill, the prognosticator, David Lockhart, and myself. The voice, I've touted myself as the voice, Damian Anderson. I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but I did.
You can be whoever you want to be.
That's right.
It's your way.
And we have an in-studio guest. He was a former black shirt of Nebraska Cornhuskers, NFL veteran, and still looked like he could knock somebody out. The dude has the most cut-off sleeve shirts that I've ever known.
Even his suits are cut-off
sleeves. you got to learn how to live in Arizona. That's exactly what you got to do.
At least they're not mediums, though.
That's true. They are tapered and tailored.
Exactly.
I'd like to welcome Toby Wright to Planet Gridiron Voice America Sports. Toby, how you been, man?
Not bad, man. We're just trying to beat the heat out here in Arizona.
Gotcha.
This right here is all ventilation.
Yeah. So I'm questioning because one thing that I mean, obviously my son comes from the Shire, and he's out here, and, you know, David's from, you know, Atlanta, and I'm from Chicago, but you're born and raised in Arizona. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Of course, I'm a Phoenician.
And you got your brothers, all ballers, at what high school? Throw it out there.
Well, we jumped around, but I graduated from Dobson High School.
And you're doing some work over there, huh?
Yeah, you're doing a little bit of coaching.
How's that defense going to look this year?
Oh, it's tough, man. It's tough.
What's the scheme you guys going to run?
I can't even give any footnotes, man. Right now, we're just trying to find personnel.
Is that bad?
Yeah. Well, right now, you know what? We just took on a program that's been kind of down for the last 10 years. And the quality of the student athlete it's like extinct over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to implicate our creed on what we do, and I'm bringing the black shirt theory, trying to just bring those things so we can make these kids spark and go.
And one thing that I always had a question with, because I thought that, you know, being in the youth movement with my son and, you know, being involved with youth sports out here, why don't you think, I mean, a person like yourself, your brothers, why don't you think more kids go to ASU, U of A, rather than them looking outside? Like David went to, you know, he was a sport athlete coming from Atlanta, and he came to U of A rather than getting a kid right here at home.
It's been like that forever. You know, one thing about Arizona, they've always looked to go California, Texas, and then they go Florida. And then everybody else is in between, the gaps in between, mm-hmm. as far as recruiting is concerned. But, you know, just like players like me and my brothers, we had an opportunity to come here at one time. But, of course, we had to go elsewhere because they just wasn't looking. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's hard to look right in front of your face. You can look about. But right there, as plain as the nose on your face, we're right in your background. So, you know, it's just a tough situation. Sure. I think they're getting better now. Mm-hmm. I was just at the recruiting thing this weekend, mm-hmm. and Coach Erickson and them, they gave me an opportunity to help out with the secondaries and stuff, and the quality of athletes here in the Valley. Mm-hmm. And they're really taking a stab at trying to keep us here.
I was at a local track meet, Coach Ron Miles, he's DB coach for the Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
And he was with me for a little bit here at Arizona. But it was funny. We were talking about just raising kids or even coaching kids. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, especially a person like yourself, you know defense, you pretty much get everything, and how I would implement that same thing on offense. And it was just crazy. And he summed everything up in a couple words. We got the answers to the test.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we got, and that, and when he said that, it just made the most sense, because I always think, you know, you're trying to relate to a kid and trying to get them to, like you said, buy in. But to me, it's just like, for some reason, there's that disconnect. But once you get them to understand, hey, man, I got everything that they're looking for in terms of you getting better, your body, you know what I mean?
When that light goes on.
Yeah, when that light goes on. But it just seems like, for some reason, until you reach that, you know, that light goes off, there's that disconnect there. And then once you when he said that, hey,
tell me about it.
Right. And it was like once he said that, you know, we got the answers to the test.
Right.
I mean, it just made the most sense to me. So yep. what do you see? What's some big opponents you have this year besides yourselves? You know, going into this upcoming year.
Oh man, you know. Everybody's an opponent. Everybody's a threat to us. We were only 2-8 last year.
Oh wow!
And like I said, for us to be at 2-8, just trying to get these guys to follow our passion and the creed of the game. We just want you to play the full four quarters of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been so many disciplinary problems over there. You know, that like I said, the quality of the student athlete is just fell.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as what we're doing is, we're just trying to get everybody on the same page so we can be able to compete at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
And rather we win, lose, or draw, of course, I want to win. Of course, they got to fall into that. And this coach that's there, you know, I give him a lot of credit. He follows that whole brand of a head coach. He knows all the qualities. He knows the step-by-steps. His structure is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got this crazy ex-football player like me screaming. I always have a one-for-the-gipper speech
right,
for him. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, it's just a different atmosphere. And you know how I can say it? When I was younger, the older athletes were saying, man, they don't make them like they used to.
Right, yeah.
And then I never thought I'd be up there saying, like, damn, I cannot believe they don't make them like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it just serves purpose because you look at these kids, you know, you'll be surprised how many kids don't even backpedal anymore.
Right.
You'll be surprised how many kids don't practice, you know, hitting anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, just the small intangibles of the game, they don't even do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So then over time, an evolution of time, if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what's happening. I'm looking over, I'm like, man, this is such a poor quality of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, practice is what games is matters.
Well, Toby, it sounds like you have your work cut out for you, definitely. In changing the culture over there, are you looking to do it from within or also seeking outside in terms of bringing in kids in the area, obviously, by the AIA rules and trying to bring in that quality kids?
Looking so outside to in the around. Area.
You know what? We stayed.
We're going to recruit.
look, you got me sweating over here, right? Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Last year, we're like, look, we're going to work with the core kids that are in our district, the ones that are signed there, no boundary exceptions and everything else.
But then reality hit.
And then reality hit.
You're right.
And then I look over right now, and you're seeing at the last minute how many people transfer and how many star players that are in the Valley that are right over there in South Phoenix where my daddy lives.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, because you know why? If you don't bring them, you ain't going to win. And I hate to say it, and that's the essence of this game.
Well, at the end of the day, talent wins out usually.
Without a doubt.
Because
then guess what? You know what? You don't have to teach it.
Right.
At this level, you know, you can just, what you have to do is keep it in a straight line. Just make sure that athlete don't jump off his disciplinary or get in trouble and let him run.
Okay.
And let him go.
We're here with Arizona's own Toby Wright, former Cornhusker black shirt and NFL veteran. Toby, I mean, we also talking about, you know, not being what it used to. Nebraska's no longer in the Big 8, Big 12. They made that transition to the Big, you know, to the Big 10, which is the Big 12 now. You know, we got 12 teams.
We got two 12s now, right?
Yeah, we got two 12s.
Incredible.
What do you think? What does that mean? Because I mean, last time we talked to you on the show, you talked about tradition and things of that nature. But there's, you know, Wisconsin requested them to play them at the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a whole bunch of red and white. That
exactly. Camp Randall
or
Lincoln.
whole bunch of thickness and pink toes.
Exactly.
So I mean,
where's my ticket?
what do you think that means for, you know, Nebraska?
At first, I was so disappointed. I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh, we just went over.
Was it because the quality of the quality of the Big Ten?
Yeah, it was the quality of that and the tradition fact. You know, like I said, I mean, I'm from the inside out,
right?
So I know exactly what it means to go into your stadium, feel the ambiance of the crowd, to actually go in and know what it is to be a black. You know, I followed that and I bought into it. But right now, I guess we'd have to just bring it over to the Big Ten, the Big 12.
But you don't think that you're going to have that when Iowa comes in, Ohio State comes in, Michigan comes in?
That's exactly why the time I left here, I started thinking about it and seeing it, and I'm saying, oh my gosh, Ohio State, Iowa, they're going to play so many teams. Now, this is going to be a competitive league.
Right.
Now, what?
Oh my gosh, guess what?
Now,
poop butt. That's what he was saying, poop butt.
Now,
so guess what? Say it again.
Now, You said because don't get me wrong. I said they're going to go. Nebraska demands automatic respect. They're going to be in the top three of the Big Ten. I feel that way because just how they recruit, their facilities are amazing, and they just got that. They got that Midwest swag about them. They're a good quality team. I mean, I've always respected Nebraska. But that being said,
they did recruit you.
They did recruit me, so they were smart. They're smart. But that being said. I mean, we got some players now in the Big Ten. I mean, now we have them, but you can't say Michigan, but you got Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
Northwestern been winning for the past 10 years. You know, we're going to throw some trickeration at you.
Oh, yeah.
And make it happen. We're going to put up some points. You know what I'm saying?
Some points. You're going to put some points.
You know what I mean? You got to deal with Iowa. They've been ranked to the top. You know, they had one loss last year to the Cats.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I think,
and they somewhat mirror actually Nebraska the way they tend to put a team together. If you look at them, very
strong. You talking about Iowa?
Iowa, yes.
Where they come from? Yeah. They pull from the same pool.
Same set of kids, right?
They both go to California. They both go to Texas. You know, they get those kids. I mean, very few Florida kids, but for the most part, they go to Texas heavily. I know that Hayden Fry did. You know, recruit out of there, and they'll pretty much get the best talent from anywhere. You know, especially when you guys win all those national championships, kids were from everywhere. You know what I mean?
They were.
And that's what you do. And what you're saying in your high school program is just getting the best kids, man, to play football. And especially to me, it's about making them better. Because you could get the best talented kid, and if he has poor coaching, he's just going to be a kid with a whole bunch of potential.
Absolutely.
But if you get a Toby right in front of him, or a Dave Lockhart in terms of, you know, track, football, whatever, Roland Hill to play the tuba.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Renaissance man.
You know what I'm saying? You just never know. To me, it's all about, you know, coaching and tutelage. And that's one thing. I was at the offense-defense camp this past year, and it was exactly what you said, Toby. It was just like, I just found that kids were just out there with helmets and shoulder pads on, and they didn't understand the game. You know what I mean? About how to tackle, how to wrap up. Just, like you said, back pedal, open, drive.
Yeah.
Just little things like that. They just out there, just shoulder pads running side to side. I'm just like, man, bro, if you had some coaching, you'd be serious.
Oh, yeah, and then coaching, like I said, everybody wants to coach, but no one wants to teach.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't want to get to where I'm a hater in this whole segment about this coaching philosophy, but I look around, and you got these coaches that have been around years, and I don't like to, you know, I don't want homage from this coach that's been around for 20 years. But I swear to goodness, if you can't get a kid to be able to move and budge the way you're supposed to after this long of time being a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they become numb like doctors.
Mm-hmm.
They kill the first patient, their first patient dies, right? So all of a sudden, at first they fall asleep at night. Or they can't sleep, so now they're numb to it, to where it just happens. That's a way of life. So now you got these coaches; they don't lose
their
sleep over
gets
kids.
Life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
they don't lose sleep over kids anymore. You know, they don't lose sleep over kids anymore, and that's the problem. You got these coaches out here trying to teach what it is for their philosophy, and not to say that they've actually been through it themselves.
You know what that's I've noticed out there at the practice where my son goes. The coaches, they see the kids that can play, the kids that are doing it, and then there are kids that are struggling that need to be taught, and they're running drills. They don't even watch them. They just turn and
they're smart.
Let's go on to the next one.
Move on. You know what I mean? Move on.
No, it's called school, okay? Teach them.
That's what they do in class. They play football.
That's exactly
survival of the fittest, man.
Dave, one thing, let me tell you, in this weekend, I'm down here at this camp.
They took
camp.
My $600 check.
Oh, yeah. Right. They're going to take that real fast.
Yeah, they will.
And you know what? Don't let it be electronic. If it came quick.
Immediately.
Boy, yeah, you might not even get a jersey if you don't ask for it right.
After the break, we got more expansion talk, NCAA football, NFL. Vince Young, what are you thinking? The Suns.
He's not.
I mean, he's not right. We got Kobe
thinking with the
versus Mike. Who's better? Kobe versus Mike coming up after the break.
Hands
in the U.S., Slovakia?
Slovenia.
What are you guys thinking after the break? Planet Gridiron Radio, Voice of America Sports, Toby Wright, Dave Lockhart, Roland Hill, and even Ira Hill, and your boy, Damon Anderson.
The
back
voice.
After the break. The Voice.
Died and Wu swarmed on New York from out that beehive. Yeah. Don't talk to me about them.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down? Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network with hunting and fishing info news, talking about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and getting more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for IS Outdoors on the Voice America Sports Channel. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they are also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. IS Outdoors offers brisk interaction with the audience, soliciting opinions and questions on a wide range of outdoors subjects. Tune in every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time to the IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Right back here on Planet Gridiron Radio, Voice America Sports, with your host, Damian Anderson.
I wish you guys could have been here because we're in the studio holding off Toby Wright from just doing his thing. And I think you need to go with the coach. You can be the only coach with the collared sleeveless joint.
And I'm a rocket.
And I'm a rocket, too. And you will be doing it with justice, you know, bro.
Exactly.
With justice. We got to go to the Lions, the PG Lions, with one of Roland's favorites, Jay Wags. Jay Wags, how you doing,
Jay,
buddy?
What's up?
What's up, man? How you been?
Doing good. Getting ready for a show tonight.
So plug your show. What do you got going on, man?
Got a wrestling show tonight in Moxville, North Carolina, 7 p.m. bell time. It's called Doomsday. I've got a career versus career I quit match against Lotus Kid.
Man, you'd had a lot of career matches, and you still wrestling.
So that means you keep winning.
So how's it been, man? So what's going on in the sports world down there in the South?
A lot of changes with the Panthers, I know that.
Yeah, man, we ain't talking about them right now. they don't really matter right now. But I know y'all got Northwestern Wildcat in the backfield, though.
A couple hundred miles away from it, but let's give props to the Lakers for that win last night.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kobe's a deal. Kobe's that deal, and he's the truth. So I got to give it up to him. And we're about to talk
Lakers
about that in a minute.
I had a little friendly wager with one of my buddies going on about that with that series. If the Lakers lost, I would have had to dress up like John Cena and wrestle like that.
Oh, but
I
might have done
you
some good.
My buddy lost, so I'm waiting for the word as to when he's making his in-ring debut.
As what? Oh, he's never wrestled before.
No, but he's going to have to now.
Is he going to have to wrestle you?
Yep.
So watch what. But if you end your career tonight, then what happened?
I'm not going to have my career ended.
Well, you never know. I mean, so you trying to tell me it's already pre-planned?
Are about as good a chance as Northwestern never having a winning season again.
Well,
let's see.
Northwestern's a great school. And always got a great team.
That's that. I like that, Jay Wags. Yeah, I like that.
You
I
know
like
what?
Jay
that
Wags.
Women's field hockey team. You're right, man. Every year. Every year. You shall know
cross
right.
Cross country team.
Whatever. Whatever. Y'all just lucky.
By the
Texas.
Way, y'all got upset this year yeah. by Maryland.
y'all lucky that Texas didn't join the Pac-10. That's all I'm going to say. Both y'all.
ASU and U of A.
But no, Wags, I appreciate the call. One more time, plug what you got going on tonight, man.
Yeah, I've got a show out in Muscle, North Carolina, a wrestling show at the Armory out there. It's going to be a nice little show. Got 7 big matches on the card, including me versus Lotus Kid in a career versus career I quit match.
Called Doomsday,
one
right?
Of us will have to say the words, I quit.
All right, good deal, man. Good luck and do your thing. Let's call us back next week. Let us know how you did.
Have a great Father's Day weekend, y'all.
Same
appreciate
right.
it, buddy. Thanks.
All right, peace out.
Handle
peace
your
out.
Business.
So, man, we got to talk about Kobe. Is he the next Mike? Is he better than Mike? Dude's
nope.
31 and got 5.
So?
So that sounds like a little discontent in your voice. Little
nope.
Hate,
I,
little
I,
hate over there.
Discontent.
Hey, all I know is, hey, I grew up in the Jordan years.
So did I. I wore, I got hair to every pair.
And
Toby's still wearing them. But I'm a, but I'm a, Toby got a fresh pair of J's. I don't think I brought people, Toby. I see them every week. Got a fresh pair, fresh pair of J's every week.
I still buy the Jordans even to this day.
Of course.
Oh, you have to. You
of
have
course,
to.
Yeah. yeah.
So, man, please. Man.
Just for the energy.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to feel like Michael Jordan all the time. I'm yeah. sorry.
Yeah, I got to fake the funk, too, man. I think I'm feeling some vibes from mine, too, when I wear them,
exactly.
man. So I just got to keep wearing the Michael Jackson.
Man, I got me a pair of Kobe's. I ain't even going to lie. I got Jordans, but I got me a pair. I don't wear the Jordans. That's just where it is. I don't
My
wear the Jordans.
My kids got the Kobe's. I got the Jordans.
Well, Kobe's that deal, bro. He got 5.
Jordan got 6.
Yeah, but Jordan was 34, 36 when he
hey,
got
here. That's by virtue of the fact that he popped in when he was 17, 18.
Yeah, you got to give
Kobe
that.
Jordan.
That's the only that. Yeah, he just got in as a baby.
Okay.
Yeah, he got in as a kid.
That other
so
guy went
hold,
through his
hold on, guys. I mean, you guys are forgetting the fact that Jordan went to play 1 year at North Carolina.
2.
1.
No, actually, he played 3 years.
No, he did not. He didn't even leave
I'm
as
a Jordan
junior.
Fan. I
he did not leave
his
junior.
He left his junior year.
No, he didn't because he hit the jump shot.
He hit the jump shot as a freshman.
You're right.
Okay, that was against Georgetown.
So he came
okay.
back.
Came back the second year. You had Kenny Smith and you had boy Sam Perkins lead. He
okay.
was player of the year in the junior and the sophomore year. He came out as a junior partner.
I don't
I know
that. We're going to look at that.
He's a team.
We're going to have our.
I know.
Yeah.
We're going to have our.
Oh, he's a lion. He's a lion.
We're going to.
He slayed many.
We're going to have our assistant look that up real quick on his iPad or iPhone, BlackBerry, iTouch, one of them that he got over there. Our assistant, Ira Hill. Coming in, but how can you say that, man? I mean, don't get
how can
me wrong.
I, say what?
I mean, it's just what Tobe said in terms of eras. You know, I grew up in Chicago. I saw everything Mike
sure.
did. Mike was amazing. I mean, I was fortunate enough to get some great seats and see him play and do amazing things. But Kobe, bro,
I'm not saying Kobe's not good. I'm just saying he's not better than Jordan.
Okay, so what if he gets 6?
So what if he gets 6? See, the problem I have with the NBA anyway.
He's a better scorer than Mike.
He's a better scorer, but not complete player. He's not a more complete player.
So you don't even take the score thing, Tol?
I like the word complete.
He's
not
more complete.
Okay, Tol on, because you guys are football players.
Oh,
and this always goes back to this whole thing. This goes back to the football that we always talk about. And Roland, you could chime in, because I know you've watched these guys. Barry Sanders versus Walter Payton. Walter Payton's better complete, but if I need the ball and I need somebody to score a touchdown, Barry. All day.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. But, I mean, okay, Walter Payton versus Gale Sayers. I'd rather have Gale Sayers. I mean, well, we can break it down all the way if you want to in terms
what?
Of things like that.
That's tough.
I'm going to say,
I mean,
he's like a 1B, dog. I ain't even going to say I'd
That's
take him
tough.
Off.
Gale Sayers, if you need a touchdown between him and Walter Payton,
nah, he had 13,000 yards, dude.
Yeah, go back to the 1964-65 season.
Exactly, 1964-65.
His freshman rookie year.
Exactly.
Okay, scored 22 touchdowns with only 200 and maybe 40 touches.
Wow. Did you see who he was playing against? He was playing against like assistants that work in the office, man.
Hey, you always talk about different eras and all that other stuff. I don't care. What Gale Sayers did in the 60s, bring it right now. See what would happen.
And he would get done.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Barry Sanders could transcend everything.
People be wearing snatchbacks and everything to handle with him.
Please elaborate, Tom. Who would you rather tackle
Sayers.
In the open field? Barry,
Gale Sayers,
Gale,
or Walter Payton?
Or Walter Payton.
Give me Walter Payton.
Well, I've played against Barry.
Yeah, okay. So elaborate, please. I want to hear this.
He was the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Do you hear that?
The reason why I say
do you hear that?
That was my era.
I don't disagree with that.
That's my era.
I didn't play against him. I mean, you're
I'm talking to my era. Right now, as far as a Barry Sanders.
When he won the Heisman, I was a freshman. Okay, oh. So it's right. I'm right kind of in there. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Barry Sanders, in terms of just
Hold on. He played against him. Okay. Toby, tell us what it was.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I'd rather go with Barry Sanders, without a doubt. But on the other side of that, it is completely hard to put one in front of the other.
I'm saying,
you know what? You know, hold on now. He had just as many negative yards as he did breakers. Don't get me wrong. No. He would reverse the field. He'd go back
yards.
The other way.
This dude.
He would run around the parking lot and then go back and score. You know what I mean? But
right.
but one thing about it is I take the heart and the lion of Walter Payton any day of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy there, he was just like what we talk about Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
It was the experience and the feeling that he gave you. He was a complete lion of the game. He was the epitome of what a hero and a basketball player would be. And I don't see that in Kobe. I don't see him transcending. I don't see him making other people go. I don't see him walking around. This guy was.
This dude has five championships.
And the other guy had six.
He has five championships.
Robert Horry has five championships.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Right.
but he hasn't done the thing that Kobe has done. He hasn't led this team to
the
championship.
He has not accomplished it on the same level, but he has the same number of rings.
So you see me talk about that. So hold on. Let me ask you this.
Bill Russell got 11 of them.
Come on, man.
Derek, what's the guy's name? Derek plays for the Lakers?
Derek Fisher.
He's got five now.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, but
he contributes.
He does contribute. So he's a Robert Orr guy to me. What I'm trying to say is that Kobe is on that level, bro.
Of who?
I believe he's the best Laker.
Oh yeah,
I believe he's.
I think that's even questionable when you conclude Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
What?
I think you got
this dude's 6'10".
With
a sky hook.
I don't care what he is.
Who's 6'10"?
He ain't even better than 7 feet. He ain't even better than Will Chamberlain.
Says who?
Says me. He dude scored 100 points. How do you get better than that?
Well, it goes into your
Hold on. And beat 20,000 chicks. That's amazing.
Hey, he was scoring for real. That's doing double headers and footers. Triple doubles twice.
to be able to do that and score 100 points. Think about it, bro.
He was a lion.
No question that each one were amazing. But the greatest Laker now, I mean, I think it's arguable. I honestly,
all jokes aside, I really think Magic is the best, bro. Because he was able to do everything.
I'll say this. He did not have a good game.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
All right. Because guess what? When you look at those great ones,
they always show up.
Those great ones, no matter where they are, D,
always
I promise, you know what? Those great teams, those great whatevers, no matter what, somebody just gets the job done.
That's right.
Rather than not, they're scratching and clawing. This dude here was off.
6-24.
It happens.
It ain't supposed to happen.
That other dude ain't doing
it. It can happen in three, but it can't happen.
But I'm going to tell you this right now, and I know you saw it because you were probably out here with a high top fade as a freshman.
I still had the Gary Coleman. I had to partner him with the Gary Coleman.
With some young shorts on. With some young shorts on and some high top Nikes, and you were probably in Nebraska when they were playing the Suns in the NBA championship.
93.
And they were shutting him down, and he drove to the lane and shot and kicked it out to John Paxson. Net. Blouses, and he hit the shot. He didn't have a good game that game.
Actually, that was Steve Kerhoot, I think, from not good.
No, it wasn't. It was John Paxson. Paxson. Yes, it was.
You're right.
Exactly. See, and he didn't have a good game.
No.
And his team.
I can't even call the game. He played a good game.
Just don't look it up.
Yeah, right. I'm about to say, don't let me go to Mustache, man.
just don't look it up. I don't really know.
Jordan always showed up.
after the break, we're going to see who shows up. Call us in at 888-346-9144. We always have a good time. Here on Planet Gridiron Radio on the Voice America Sports Network, coming back with Toby Wright, our special guest, Dave Lockhart, the prognosticator, the man of the people, Roland Hill, and myself, Damon Anderson. See you guys in a minute.
To the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
High school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
We're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio, Voice America Sports, with your host, Damian Anderson.
We were just in a heated conversation.
That's right.
And I want to continue it, because I want to continue it. We're talking about that Jordan had better competition than Kobe.
Ask anybody that knows basketball. They play. You know what? If Kobe,
I mean, you guys, I used to give you guys respect.
If Kobe came out in 84,
we're having a new cast. We're having a new casting for co-host on Planet Gridiron on the Voice America Sports Network. So please come here.
Auditions next Saturday.
But no, for real. I mean, you just named. Okay, don't get me wrong. These dudes are beasts. You named. I'll even give you some names. Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
David Robinson.
Charles Barkley.
Even the dudes we just talked about. Clyde Drexler. And
Dominique.
And even Kurt Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille came out in 92.
Yeah, Shaquille. He even had Penny Hardaway. Just throwing another name. Shaquille and Penny, they went to the championship his
first
year.
They went to the finals again.
They got swept.
Second year, right?
They got swept. But
Houston put them dogs on.
Yeah, they got swept. But, hey, they went. You know, they went. And it was a Bulls-less year that they did it without Mike.
Correct.
So, guys, you mean to tell me.
You left out Scottie Pippen, too. I forgot.
Purposely.
Right.
But I'm going to say this. He has LeBron, D. Wade.
Okay.
Dwight Howard.
Okay.
And I mean, we're in this era. KG.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Duncan.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah, keep on thinking.
He has Shaquille.
Keep on thinking.
Ray Allen. Allen Iverson. I mean, we could go on and on. Yao Ming.
But see, we can flip back and go the same way, though.
But you mean to tell me that I'm saying all around, there's overall more talent in the NBA right now than there was back then. Overall. I mean, we even forgot one boy from the Shy, Isaiah Thomas, and that dude's a beast.
He was.
He was a beast. That, like, how big he is and things that he did was amazing. But even given that
do you think? Okay, let me ask you this. You've individualized and focused in on individual talents. As a whole, do you think the league is more talented now than it was back when Jordan was playing? As a league.
As a tougher league, yes. No, I wouldn't say tougher teams, but I'd say back then they played better team basketball.
You know what?
It was very much fundamentally sound.
They had like
deadlift swim.
This league is watered down.
Because it's more individual guys. Guys like LeBron that has no coaching that would just go and give him the ball, score 50.
Buts is watered down.
No, man, it's not watered down. It definitely has talent.
It has talent, but the performance as teams.
We didn't see back then guys going number one overall from straight to high school to college.
Because they couldn't do it.
KG did it.
He didn't go number one overall.
Yes,
KG. No, he did not. KG's
Kevin
not
Garnett.
Number one. He's not number one overall.
Kevin Garnett. Look that up.
Absolutely. Lunch on you.
Yeah, lunch on me.
Okay, you lost already.
Who went number one?
That year, it wasn't him.
He went Minnesota
Timberwolves. He went the third to the fifth pick.
He went number
because
one.
Because the first high school.
He went number one. Wow,
the highest
leave.
First pick.
You wouldn't leave.
You want
unless
to tell you want to tell who the highest first pick ever
tell
was?
Tell me.
Buster Darius Miles.
Darius Miles.
Miles.
From the
he was the
East
highest.
St. Louis.
He
St.
was
St.
the
from
highest the high schooler until
Darius was
until that
weekend.
Buster came out of Georgia.
Don't let me
Kwame
see.
Kwame Brown.
What name is that?
Why is he a Buster, though?
Where is he at today?
Why is he a Buster, though? We need our stat guy to look up Kevin Garnett when he was drafted.
Go back to 1995. He played about 15, 16
years. Man, he don't know. Just look up Kevin Garnett. Wikipedia, Kevin Garnett, stat man.
What's he in, about 16 years, 20?
At least.
20, right, 94.
At least. I don't know. But all I have to say is that he was
number one overall.
Yes, he was. He was the first high school kid to go number one.
He was not number one overall. Guaranteed
I'm telling
he wasn't.
Hold on, we got the brand new iPad.
We got the iPad.
Hold on.
You better watch his neck on the way out. It's loud.
Toby Wright doing it. He not only has guns, but he has
pads. He don't need them to hold on to that pad.
He has pads, too. But no, I mean, I'm
not
telling
number one overall. I'm not even.
But hold on, I don't want to digress because we're having a great talk. I mean, we have a lot of things to cover.
So we all go to dinner?
We have, yeah.
Heart Attack Grill.
I'll go over to the Euro shop right over here up the street. It's banging, though, too.
Safeway?
No, they got a Euro place. I wish I knew the name, but until they're paying us, I can't do that. I can't do that. But no, I mean, guys, our test.
What about it?
Dude repped the hood, his psychologist.
Waynesbridge and his
psychiatrist.
That's cool.
And
she got him through it.
And he gave a shout out for the new single.
And a shout out for a new single. Really?
Hey, man.
Is he the 2010 Dennis Rodman or what?
Get in, what?
I know he looked in the mirror and see him reflect right back.
I mean, do you guys not remember? I was in Chicago when Dennis wore the dress and rode the motorcycle to the signing.
To the book signing?
To the book. Bruh, I mean, does Phil know how to pick him or what? Does he know how to get great role players?
Dude, he's the master of Zen.
So do you think he's going to retire? Or what do you think is going to happen with Phil?
Well, he ain't taking no pay cut. It's not going to be significant.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that. So, you know, he says he's going to the doctor to check himself out. And
he looked terrible on that sideline.
He looks like he is broke down to what I call a slow pimp. He is gone, dog. He is gone.
He got that body itis.
He's got that big man, broken down, yep.
Beat
bent
down
banana.
Body, yep.
Yeah.
And he's got those knock needed about to roll over.
You may be seeing what Shaq going to be looking like around that time.
I can
after
imagine.
All that running and pounding and beating.
Come on, man. They running around, man. They been blessed.
And they are.
They've
right
been
now.
Blessed. Dude had 3,200 cars and tens of millions of dollars, man. Yeah.
And he's looking like who I saw this morning in court asking for a public defender, right?
Throw it out there. What are you talking about? No,
We won't go there. Former Laker, former Timberwolf, yep. UNLV star.
Damn, you basically say his name.
Here in town?
Say his name.
This morning, folks.
Say his name.
Yes, shot me. I walked in. I even, you know, you use the glasses to see. Yeah. I had to take them off to focus to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing.
So, well, guys, as we digress and moving on,
we
got to talk about the NFL because that's what we do always. Always a little bit of football here on Planet Gridiron.
Where football lives.
That's right.
So it's never a little football, right?
It's always football.
There we go.
It's always football. But, guys, they're thinking about going to a format of 18 games.
Two preseason games,
18 games.
It won't work.
Pay stay the same?
As of right now.
It's going to have to change. Not only are you going to have to change, if you also do that, it's going to have to expand the roster, too. You got to, because of injuries.
So?
You're going to do it because of injuries.
But how many guys do you get?
I don't know how to do that now. I can't say
one or
that.
Two?
It's got to be one and two. I would say, why wouldn't you take the taxi squad, move those, you allow five, is it?
Man, we're called... Yeah. Practice players.
Yeah, taxi squad
exactly.
guys.
Okay.
Taxi squad.
What if the old school
Yeah,
term.
I know, right?
I'm an old school dude.
We're called practice players.
That's what I told you. Similac over there doesn't know.
Practice. Again, audition Saturday. 10 to 1, Voice of America Studio.
But
no.
But yeah, you could take, what is it, five year allowed on the practice squad?
Practice squad,
right.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
don't you just transition them in?
No,
and
no,
then
I'm sorry, 2 years. 2 years. 2 years on practice squad.
Exactly.
I know you're allowed 2 years, but the number of people that can be in.
Oh, yeah. It went up to eight. Eight
okay.
or nine now.
Right. Okay. Why not transition them onto an active roster and then keep an additional 8 to 9 as your practice squad still? Because you're going to need the additional
bodies. Think about it. That's over $1 million. You know what I mean? Towards your cap money if you do that, because all those guys are going
to
get
minimum,
and it's all about that money.
You got to change
more
your caps.
Beer.
Right, and you
got to change your caps.
And you'd have to add, for the preseason money that's made, that goes directly into the owner's pocket.
Right.
That doesn't go to no one else. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
All preseason goes straight to the owners. That's why they keep their four games. That's why that team that goes over to, is that Japan or China every year?
Yeah, England or whatever.
They still got another game to play for revenue purposes.
Hmm. Wow, you mean like another home game?
Exactly.
Wow. Well, no, I found this out. One of my instructors is from Green Bay. Check this out, how crazy this is. How Green Bay, you know how it's a publicly traded corporation.
Owned by the town, right?
Owned by the town. So they had an opportunity to buy, stock in the company. There's no residual. You don't get paid off it. You just get a ticket, a piece of paper that says you own part of the Green Bay Packers. They went for 200 $200 per stock.
So you don't get dividends.
You don't get
nothing.
You get nothing. So why would you do that? Exactly. She's like, just to be a part of the Green Bay Packers.
Well, that speaks about the community and what that team means to them, because obviously
they're a bunch of fools.
No way would I do that.
Scandinavian.
A little bit of Scandinavian. But no, I mean, guys, we got to talk about the Pac-10 expansion. I mean, they invited Utah. Which, why?
Yeah.
To me, that lost a little bit of value, inviting Utah and Colorado.
When they said Utah?
I think they lost value.
I did, too.
I don't know. They've shown up in the bowl games. They've showed themselves worthy in bowl games, right?
They have.
When they had Urban Meyer.
I'm just saying.
When they had Urban Meyer.
Oh, I think they did it with this past coach. What is his name?
They just beat somebody big.
I think that they needed Boise. And they made a game.
They didn't need that. They needed Texas. They needed Oklahoma. They needed Oklahoma State.
And speaking of Texas, did you hear about what their AD? You know, they were getting all these calls about them not going to the
Big 12,
the SEC. No, the SEC. Oh. Dude called.
They don't want no that.
No,
they don't want
nobody. Dude, hold on.
I don't even want that.
Their AD. Hold on. Their AD called one of the persons back individually, said, "I'm 65 years old. You don't talk to me like that. Call me directly. Here's my number."
Really?
They get down in Texas.
They do.
I respect the dude for that right there.
Yeah, you do.
He said, "No one talks to me like that. Here's my number. Call me directly. I'll slap shit out of you."
Well, I'd be like, "Well, what's the number?" What's the number?
Yeah, right. You would see
him. 85. Yeah.
Exactly.
He would have been about 100, 6'5". You're like, oh. But think about it. If you got an AD like that, man, think about that.
Now Texas,
they bought it, man. They don't need the Big 12. I mean, they don't need the Big 12 or the Big 10 SEC. They don't need that. If you make $60 million in profit already, what do you need another?
Well, they didn't want to share revenue. That was Nebraska's problem with them. They just felt it was unjust and unfair in the way the distribution of money went with respect to what Texas got in terms of distribution, what Nebraska got, and what the other teams were.
Right.
And they were saying that's unfair. If you're going to start essentially a network onto yourself, you're going to share those revenues. And Texas said, no, we're not.
Right.
So this is about money. Everybody knew it was about money.
The whole thing is about money.
Everything is about money. And right now you hear the Big 12 is pushing toward Houston now, trying to be part of the Big 12.
Really?
The Texas lawmakers are now recruiting them to come into the conference.
Well, why not?
They're trying to make it right.
Then Texas just dominate everybody.
A dominated conference, right? Yeah. That's another market in Texas.
Well, they got Oklahoma there, too, so that's always a big game.
Sure.
Well, Nebraska left.
You know what? Life got easier, we all know, for Oklahoma. Life got easier for them in the Big 12.
For who?
And Nebraska too.
No, you better stop that. Oh, I know. University of Arizona about to get thie out.
Oh my God! I can imagine right now.
Thie out.
They're in trouble here in the valley.
We are because they put on that one side. You saw the new teams, but they put UCLA, USC, U of A, ASU, Colorado, and Utah on one side.
Incredible,
man.
That's not bad. You guys might actually win that side. Now that I'm thinking
about it.
Well, why? Who's good?
You
don't have to play Stanford. You don't have to worry about
SC.
UCLA. SC doesn't. Everybody gets to transfer, like you said. They gone, bro.
Juniors and seniors.
They gone, man. When was the last time you saw a team full of freshmen and sophomores that could win a game?
Okay, are we going to talk about on probation and can't play bowl game and how they perform? Because I can take you back.
Take me back, please.
You in diapers.
Take me back.
Auburn University.
Take me back.
Auburn University.
Take me back. Exactly.
Terry Bowden.
I don't remember.
Exactly.
I don't remember.
And they
don't remember. And neither does anyone else.
Undefeated, baby. Undefeated.
Neither does anyone else. Back after the break. Planet Gridiron Radio, Voice of America Sports Network. Myself, Roland Hill, Dave Lockhart, and our in guest host, former NFL veteran and Nebraska black shirt, Toby Wright.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. That goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
Aye, Bobby,
I'm starting.
Hey, you
bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves you.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. That goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot. Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Radio, yeah. Voice of America Sports with your host, Damian Anderson.
Hey guys, so does it matter right now? Tiger Woods is back playing.
Not right now.
And he's 5-0.
He's 5-0. Huh?
Why doesn't anybody care? But if he was 5-under and competing for that number one, everybody think it was the best story in the world. But
so dominating at one point.
That's so does he get it back? Does he get his swag back? Or is he gone?
He will.
Do I think he wins again? I think we all can say that, yeah, you think he wins again. But I think it's going to take some time. Just ready to come back around.
But his first time back, what did he take, third or something, second or third?
I think he took fourth in the Masters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's the layout of the course. It's perfectly designed.
Well, I mean, Tiger done played everything, man. They can't say it's the layout of the course. He done played
every
course.
Because they don't keep the course the same.
Okay, but they can't just change a hole dynamic. They just chase the pin placement.
They do the pin placement.
And, pretty much the pin placement.
But the lengthening of the course is good for him. When you don't deal with some of the variables that he's dealing with, and let's say, you know, Pebble Beach is where they are, I believe they are. Is that correct this week?
Sure.
Yeah.
U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open Pebble Beach. Yep. Okay. When you're not dealing with all those nooks and crannies, for lack of a better word, that he
struggles.
He's struggle with. Right.
Okay.
You know, if you leave the course more wide open for him, and trust me, I can't speak all that intelligent about golf, but a wide open course for him.
How do you expect him to play, man? He ain't had none in a while.
Yeah, he needed to revert back to what he was doing.
No, y'all believe that?
He might have never stopped.
Come on, man.
Oh, he got a conscience now as he engages in the behaviors.
Right.
And the sweet nectar. Right. The good Reverend Doctor would say from Jungle Fever.
Well, I mean, whatever it is.
You shouldn't text no more. That's all. No text.
Get the booze phones.
Let it go. Let it go.
No traces.
Exactly.
No, but I mean, I think that I want to see him do well. You know,
of course.
I mean, he's a great talent. I hope it comes back. But moving around in what World Cup soccer, I mean, U.S. tied. So one thing that I get, I'm not the biggest soccer fan, but I mean, we tie England. Okay. And everybody acts like, I mean, I'm watching the big networks, the four-letter networks, and they're like, they're basically talking as if we won.
We had won. Yeah, I agree.
And I'm like, and I was like, was that not the game that I watched? You know what I mean? I was out, you know, broadcast at McDuffie's on the Fan AM 1060, and I'm watching the game. Don't get me wrong. It's a good game. It was obviously a lot of energy in the air. You know, people was there supporting it. But, you know, we tie a team, and granted, you know, England has this, you know, Chelsea. What's the name of the team, Dave?
Milan?
The Chelsea team, the England
club
Chelsea. Team.
Yeah,
okay, Chelsea.
Yeah.
And they got, like, basically three players on the team that are in the top 25 in the nation, you know, ranked. And for us to go there and tie them, you know, everybody's like, well, that's great. But my whole thing is we're the United States. We have every resource available for us to be in the top tip shape, and I'm not going to take any guy from whether it's Chelsea, England, Slovenia, Czechoslovakia, Poland. I'm going to take a guy right here from the United States because I think that we're all competent and capable enough to get the job done. So
right,
to me,
right,
a tie is just a tie. You know, okay.
Or maybe we're not as talented as we may want to believe we are with respect to soccer, because it seems like we have a pool now, you're right, of talent, because that's usually the first sport that we as children are introduced to. In an organized sport.
Soccer?
Yeah. When I was 7 years old, that was the first time sport I ever played.
No, you were introduced to
soccer?
Yeah. I played soccer from the age of 7
well,
to 18.
We didn't play soccer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you are the
I didn't know what soccer was.
enlightened.
In the real communities.
We'd run out of the classroom at recess, and the only ball in the box would be a soccer ball.
Right, exactly.
We'd grab a football.
Like I said, lack of culture and exposure.
We turned that thing into a tether ball.
That's what I was going to say. If it was anything like soccer, it was kind of like rugby for us. Yeah. We played in between football, tackling, and kicking the ball. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, for the rest of the civilized Americans.
I don't believe soccer was transgendering communities, bro. I really don't.
I tell you what, I was going to soccer camps when I was a kid.
You got 25% of the room right now.
Well, I'm just telling you my exposures. Like I said, your lack of
cultural diversity
of activities. It's frightening.
We didn't do soccer, gymnastics.
I didn't do that. Gymnastics for me was, you know, every little kid doing a backflip and round off and all that. You taught yourself that. That's called being an athlete.
Too.
Yeah.
You didn't have nobody trying to show you how to do a back tuck. You got scars from it.
Right. And exactly. You know what I mean? Don't show no pads and no spots.
Right.
That's exactly what happened.
But you would think, you know, to be a world power, if you will, you would think at a minimum we could put out there a soccer team on the world stage that could compete, and we don't consider
it. Well, I think they did. I mean, because
that's not competing.
We won that game today. We won that game.
It was tied up.
No, we won it.
He's talking about the blown call.
I mean, come on.
You know what? I watched the Mexico game yesterday. That guy was offside to score the first goal, but they still would have won 1-0. So, I mean, you know, it's going to happen. You know. Never put yourself in a situation where you allow a referee or a call to determine the outcome of a game.
It should have dominated.
Yeah,
I
just think if it came down to tying, I mean, we're at the point right now. We're pros. We're competitive, and we're trying to win this whole thing regardless. So you don't get happy. Over a tie.
I mean, when everything that you heard, I mean,
you would think, goal!
you thought that we just won the World Cup.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, last time I checked, it was a tie.
Then you find out we might not even make it out of pool play.
right, exactly.
After the day.
So, I mean, we got to talk about the home team. You know, we got the Cardinals coming up. They just finished
OTAs.
I mean, Toby, I mean, you're a former NFL veteran. What do you think about this team that you've seen over the past couple years?
I think they're yet to be seen. Right now, they've made so many gaps in their armor with dropping people. You know, they still got to see if they've recouped, and they haven't done it yet. But for that soldier receiver going to the Ravens, I really think he brought a part of element to the game of the Cardinals game. He was such a
complete
beast.
He was a complete receiver.
He was a gladiator of the game. They don't have them anymore. So those guys they're good for team morale.
But I think that, Toby, as we talk about in sports, I mean, it comes down to that money. And I think what happened was they couldn't pay both of them like that, you know, with having Larry and Anquan, you know.
I
Larry
agree.
Scores touchdowns, and, you know, Anquan gets yards.
Well, see, here's the problem now. Now you let go of the left arm. The right arm is the guy doing the biggest job. We got to see what he's going to do now.
Right.
Because remember, like I said, going across the middle, Fitzgerald proved that he can go across there. But from day one, Anquan was doing it.
Yes. Right.
He was catching the ball. He was racking yards after the catch. He was doing his thing. Now we've got to see if this quarterback's going to step in and do his thing, too. And that's another gap in your armor.
Who do you think is going to play the other side?
I think it'll probably be Breston.
Yeah.
I really do.
You're going to be the two, and you got Doucette being the three?
Yeah.
Doucette's another bigger physical receiver.
Mini Anquan.
Yeah,
he does.
Looks like he
But he's actually bigger than Anquan. That's the thing about it, though. He's a big dude.
And he has that demeanor.
But one thing that I don't necessarily know and feel comfortable about is Breston playing a number two, a true number two.
Yeah.
I think that he's great as a slot receiver.
You think he's good as a three?
As a great as a number three. I just don't see him being that main guy. Because then you're – because think about all your attention. It's like that second running back. Like when I would come in the game, Emmitt would get beat up or Ship would get hurt. I'd come in and average 6-7 a carry.
Yeah.
Then I'd start the game like, damn.
That Anderson guy. Who is Anderson?
Where's that blocking at? it's a little different when you got to tote it by yourself. You know what I mean? When you got to be that guy. But I think that – I really feel that Derek Anderson is going to be the guy of this team. I mean, I think that he has a cannon. I think that he has Derek Anderson can throw the ball, bro.
Tough. He's got a hose. There's no question.
Yeah, he can throw.
I just don't know if he can do it mentally. Like I said, he's fell to pieces over there in Cleveland
a couple times.
But it doesn't matter. I'm just talking about him as a leader. He's fell apart over there.
Is he a tough guy?
Obviously not. He was based on what we saw in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about folding at the chairs. He was folding under pressure. And I know he had everything. You can't drop somebody in the middle and expect them to do well. But that's just what it is.
No, I mean, is that it, man?
I like
that's
Leinart.
That's it, man.
You guys don't understand. Leinart might do something.
He might do something.
You know what? I don't even want to squawk it too loud, but Leinart might do something.
No, I think Matt's a good dude. I think Matt.
Here come the butt.
That's your contract.
Toby Wright about to be on the Voice of America.
Toby just signed a contract. Sign a bonus every day.
Toby about to be on the Voice of America Sports Network. I enjoy you guys for listening. We'll be back next week for myself, Damon Anderson.
Roland Hill.
And Dave Lockhart.
And our special guest.
Toby Wright.
We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, guys. Happy Father's Day to all you pops out there.
That's right.
Enjoy. Universal change from what appeared is just about. All aboard is the last train. Soul train, a bottle of Ciroc to turn the private jet to soul plane. Put your seat back.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.